Today is the last day of Black History Month, and Kelsey Hasden is here to tell us about five important historical figures in Black history who have connections to Jacksonville. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. We have five historical figures on this list, Kelsey. Some of these names people probably know, and others maybe people don't know. So let's start with one of the most famous names on your list. Who is that?
So one of the most famous people on the list is Mary McLeod Bethune, who in 1923 merged her school, the Daytona Literary and Industrial Training School for African American Girls, with Jacksonville's Cookman Institute. The merger became what we know as Bethune-Cookman College in Daytona Beach. Jacksonville's Cookman Institute was founded in 1872 by Reverend S.B. Darnell as the first institution of higher education for African Americans in Florida. Bethune was also instrumental in the construction of the Forest Park Center, which is a community center in our very own neighborhood of Mixontown.
And Bethune's statue now represents Florida in the Statuary Hall of Congress as one of Florida's two representatives there.
Yeah, it was put up last year in 2018. We also have Marian Anderson, who was one of the most celebrated musicians of the 20th century. During civil rights, she fought for minority artists. And in 1952, she visited Jacksonville, where she refused to sing before a segregated audience at the Duval County Armory. So the audience was integrated, making it the first integrated concert in modern Florida history. She also sang at the 1963 March on Washington, which was organized by Jacksonville's very own A. Philip Randolph. History buffs who might be familiar with Frederick Douglass would be happy to know he was here as the guest of honor at the 1889 Subtropical Exposition. The exposition was built in order to lure tourists to Florida from the growing rival California. In attendance was James Weldon Johnson, who was in awe of Douglass's powerful presence as an orator.
James Weldon Johnson, who we've spoken about at length before in the Jackson.
He was also friends with another one of our famous visitors, Paul Laurence Dunbar, who was the first African-American poet to earn national acceptance and distinction. He visited Jacksonville in 1901 for a speaking engagement and ended up staying here much longer than he planned. He stayed for about 6 weeks at James Weldon Johnson's house in La Villa. Another lesser known fact, or major known fact if you're a literary buff, is that Maya Angelou chose a line from one of his poems for the title of her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
And we have one more historical figure who visited Jacksonville. This time, the circumstances are a little shaky, though.
Yeah, so Booker T. Washington visited Jacksonville several times, but in 1912, a local African-American had committed a crime, and so people were worried that there would be a lynching during the time period that Washington was here. He was urged to not attend, but he decided to anyway, and one of the cars in his entourage was stopped by a mob, and when they saw that he was not in the car, they let everyone go peaceably.
Could have gone a different direction.
Easily. Washington ended up speaking to an audience of 2,500 at the Duval Theater, where he urged African-American residents to buy up as much land as possible and to get rid of immoral leaders. He also denounced lynchings and appealed for better race relations.
That's Kelsey Hasden with five historical figures in Black history who have a connection to Jacksonville. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.